It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. On This Week in Agribusiness, we share a visit from Commodity Classic with Clint Schaefer, Director of Product Marketing for Platform and Distribution with the Climate Corporation. Visiting with Clint, we discussed how Climate Field View can help farmers save time and maximize profitability during the upcoming planting season.
We have the ability to allow farmers to create a science-based prescription in under 6 minutes. Having that time saving is critical when planting is in progress. You may pull into a field because of wet conditions and you have a different hybrid that's in that planter and you need to make those quick changes. Our farmers that used our advanced seeding prescription actually seen a gain of 5 bushel per acre at the end of the season. So all of those bushels add up, and these are the times when the farmers want those bushels. And those 5 bushels on our advanced seeding really starts affecting that bottom dollar.
See the entire interview by watching This Week in Agribusiness and learn more at climate.com. First this morning from This Week in Agribusiness, we should know soon. A Washington farm policy expert with the American Farm Bureau says the effects of those Chinese tariffs announced on certain ag products from the United States could be seen soon. Dave Solomonson believes we'll know rather quickly what impact it'll have on sales and the buying patterns in China. He says we could see down the line some impact if we can't find another home for those products. Solomon says if some of those farm commodities have to be sitting here on the domestic market, you'd expect to see some decrease in prices to producers. And Dave Solomonson says the latest Chinese tariff announcement this week from the Trump administration could trigger more retaliation from China on U.S. agriculture. But he points out we've been through this in the past, and over time, things usually get worked out. A measure signed into law in Kentucky the other day would prevent federally certified radiologists from judging x-rays in state black lung compensation claims, leaving the diagnoses of the disease mostly to physicians who typically work for the coal companies. This according to Public Radio. A Pikeville, Kentucky attorney who represents miners seeking state black lung benefits said he believes the coal industry wrote the bill to exclude certain doctors that they don't like. Well, now, those of us who have filed need not worry. We can sit back smugly and start to worry about next year. But if you haven't filed your taxes yet, there is a little bit of good news. They're not due until the 17th. April 15th is a Sunday. The 16th is Emancipation Day, a legal holiday in Washington. So you get the 17th, up to the 17th to file. You're running against the clock, though, and the longer you wait, the greater your chances of missing the deadline or making a glaring mistake. What happens if your tax return contains errors? Well, if the information you have doesn't align with what the IRS has on record, you will increase the risk of an audit, thereby subjecting your entire return to further scrutiny. I'm telling you, if those folks in Washington could figure out a way to do away with this annual madness once and for all, they would be my heroes forever. Oh, I can hear my accountant friend saying, wait a minute, pal. We don't try to kick the shovel out of your hands. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.